It's Grease. You made it through. What's making you happy tonight?
Hey, Grease man?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I just need to speak to you. Listen, I haven't spoken to my mom in about 6 years.
Yeah? Why haven't you spoken to your mom in 6 years?
Well, basically, it started off that, she went through menopause and ended up kicking my dad out, and then it followed by my sisters, and then me and my brother.
Wow. Kicked everybody out.
She kicked everybody out.
What a wild woman.
What a crazy woman.
Whatever happened to your dad and brothers and sisters? Nobody talks to mom anymore? Mom's become the crazy old lady up on the hill. Huh?
My little brother does. My sisters rarely do. Me and my brother haven't in about 6 years.
That's terrible.
You think so?
I think it is. I mean, you got a family and people don't speak. I don't think that's nice.
But I mean, everyone else speaks, though. But I mean, you know, she basically put it on herself, though, you know?
Why? Because she was acting so weird, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, don't women go through that, though?
Yeah, but they don't kick everybody out of the house. What about your dad? Do you keep in touch with your dad?
Yeah, he's actually, I'm very close with him now. He's remarried.
Wow.
He seems to be pretty happy now, though. But
good.
I mean, you know, she made everybody miserable, and now she's probably miserable herself because no one really speaks to her.
Well, that's terrible. So you're going to call her up in the true spirit of joy and say, Mama, Mama.
Hey, I don't know. She basically took everything from my dad. My dad isn't a bad guy.
All right. Well, then, so what is your question with me?
I don't know. I mean, you feel it sick, though, that you know.
Well, no. I mean, you know, maybe your mother's disturbed. Maybe you should call her. Maybe she's had time to reflect. Sometimes distance clarifies everything. A couple of years have gone by. The dishes have long since been broken. The marriage has been dissolved. Maybe now your mom... you remember the good times when she used to tuck you in when you were just a little buckaroo, right?
Yeah.
All right. The way she used to yell to you, honey, stop screaming and running in circles or I'll nail your other foot to the floor. Huh?
Yeah.
All those joyous childhood memories, like she'd say, go to bed now and don't make any noise, because if you do, that thing in the closet may wake up and come get you. You don't want to turn your back on those childhood memories? Call your mom. Call your mom. Hi, it's Grease.
Grease?
Yes.
Hey, that's a good thought about not letting her sign the mortgage papers.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't work.
What happened? Well, did you go through a divorce hell?
Well, it don't matter if she signs them or not, man. Once she signed that marriage license.
Right. Well, I was just doing that for a bit.
Yeah, I understand.
but once you're 50-50, it doesn't matter, right? Whether your names are on there or not, it doesn't matter.
Well, you're only 50-50 until you get divorced. And then you're just like the guy you were talking to.
Have you been brutalized?
No. We take extensive measures to...
Are you single, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And you never got married in your life?
No.
You're a hunchback?
No.
Well, then you just... How old are you?
32.
And you don't think you're going to get married because you hear these guys call, like that guy that called me up earlier.
It made me sick. That's why I called you, buddy.
He called up, and I mean, his whole life was ruined. He had a whole everything, and... But, you know, there are some that would say, look, if you built it together, you should divvy it up when you depart. There's that school of thought, right?
Not Northern Virginia, man. No way.
Right. So you live alone, you got a regular girl?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you saying when she's saying things like, well, we've been going out for 2 years now. Don't you think it's time we thought about marriage?
Forget it.
You just laugh.
If you want to get married, you need to find somebody else. I don't let her live under the same roof, so she can't, you know, claim, what do you call it?
Paternity, alimony.
Yeah, at least in Virginia or whatever, most states, if you live under the same roof for, I think, over a year or something like that, what do they call it? Don't they call it...
Concubine.
Say again?
Common law.
There you go. So you got to make sure she keeps her own apartment, or you at least keep your own apartment.
Yeah, but sir, I mean, it's funny to laugh about this like that, but sooner or later, emotion gets the better of you, and you fall in love. Sooner or later, you make a commitment. Sooner or later, it's better to have someone lying there in the bed with you every night than to be there alone. And sooner or later, you end up taking that walk down the aisle.
Yep.
I mean...
Sooner or later, you pay out the nose.
My daddy had the philosophy, never let a woman bring over to your house more than she can carry out with both hands.
I like it.
Yeah, but that's cruel. That's a cruel way to think. Then you never find emotional commitment. Then you never find someone with whom to bond. Sir, life is better when you find that one special someone. Shared sorrow is only half the sorrow. Shared joy is twice the joy.
Says who?
Well, that's all I read that off a damn postcard.
You read that somewhere, right? That's why you've been married twice, right?
All right, easy on that now. Easy on that.
No, hey, no problem, buddy. I know you love your wife. You guys are having a great time.
Don't you want to try a thing like that?
I'm having, you know, why, what do they say? Buy the cow when the milk's free? Or
easy. Whatever. So how many women you sticking? You just the one?
Well, it's wintertime, you know.
Wintertime? So you have a summertime harem?
Well, it's more, you know, summertime, there's more time to get out and... out and about, so, you know, you can juggle more during the summer than you can in the winter.
My God, man. Unbelievable. Well, I think one day you'll find somebody. And just for the record, by the way, Estelle, my ex-wife, and I, even though I tell wacky stories, we still reasonably get along. Lord knows. I mean, when you're married to somebody, even when the marriage dissolves, you got to think back on some of the good times. As a matter of fact, she did a big thing one time. She was the first one to find somebody new when we broke up. And we'd been divorced about 6 months. Christmas Eve rolled around, and she knew I was home alone. She called. She said, "Nino, Brad and I'd like you to come over and have Christmas dinner." I said, "Really? You and your new husband invite me over to Christmas dinner?" She said, "Yeah, what the hell? He wants to meet you anyway. He's heard you on the radio once." I said, "All right, sweet." So I go over there. I meet this new guy she's married to. And they got a big old dinner. Oh, they had a big old Christmas turkey and candied yams. And I'm sitting there. It's one of those meals that was so good, you had to undo your top button on your pants. You know, I'm sitting there with my belly hanging out. So we're watching a ball game on TV. And all of a sudden, I felt some intestinal rumbling. So I said, "Hang on a second. Nobody take my plate. I got to go baptize a baby Ruth." So I go walking into the porcelain convenience, drop trowel, and go about my business. And I'm like, Estelle, could you come in here, please? You're out of toilet paper." So that's when the new husband looks and sees me sitting there with the door wide open. He's like, "Hey, what the hell you doing? Close the door." And I'm just sitting there. I said, "Let me tell you, I was married to her before you were. Believe me, she's seen me naked a lot of times, buddy. I've seen her, too. I know every boil on her behind. Toilet paper! Come on! Stuff is starting to harden already." And the guy's like, "Estelle, what kind of pig did you marry? You bring over here for Christmas dinner." The guy goes to the bathroom. He's got the door open. He's got the nerve to ask my wife to come in here and bring him a fresh roll of toilet paper. "Hey, she was my wife! Estelle, there is no way you are going to bring this guy another roll of toilet. You're going to walk into the bathroom and his guy's methane cloud with him." She's like, "Well, you know, Brad, I used to do that all the time when we were married." He's like, "You're not married to him anymore. Close the bathroom door."
"I can't close the bathroom door. I'm liable to strangle myself in here if I close the bathroom door. Ventilation, buddy. Ventilation."
He's like, "That's it. I'm throwing him out. So this guy gets up to the table. I can see he's ticked, man.
"Ooh, wait."
Next thing you know, he grabs me. We go out through the plate glass window. You ever try to fight with your pants around your ankles? You can't do it. I mean, you think you can. First of all, you look ridiculous and your movement's kind of restricted. So I ended up banging my skull on the patio and they dragged me across it. My only slight revenge is as he dragged me by the ankles across his patio, I left a hideous smear that this day serves as a reminder.
Stand by for more of the all-new Grease Man Show.